I made a point to send my son a naughty letter or a secret care box each week. As my son's lover, part of me was motivated to want to keep things spicy between us, while part of me felt insecure about the fact my big, strong, muscular son would be surrounded by so many young girls. Young girls whose only goal was to take my son away from his mother. Even though I had been in an incestuous relationship with my son since he was 18, we both knew we still had to keep up appearances. Growing up and living in a small town in Midwestern Omaha, and coming from a strong Irish Catholic family and community, our religious, ethnic, and cultural values were ingrained. Then one day, when Sylvester was out on another of his drinking jags, my son and I were alone in the house. We were watching movies and sharing a big bowl of popcorn. We were doing a classic slasher movie marathon, starting with Black Christmas. I squeaked when the killer brought down his second victim, and my son put his arm around me. I froze for a minute, but soon gave in and snuggled into my son's warmth. We watched the whole movie like that. I know I should have moved, but it felt so wonderful. "This is so nice," I said. I looked up into my son's face. "Mommy wishes it could be just the two of us." Looking up at my son, our lips were just inches from each other. The movie faded away as my son's lips met mine. Over spring break, Mason had returned home for a week, and tension between him and his father had been rising more and more. Mason didn't like the fact that I slept with his father every night. My son didn't want Sylvester touching me. At the same time, Sylvester was acting out with his own jealousy. Sylvester was really intimidated by Mason. He liked beating up on women and children, but having a man stand up to him was something he was not used to. Tensions reached their all-time high the morning after the night Sylvester caught my son and I engaged in our secret relationship. Throughout the day, Sylvester had been acting out more than usual, demanding I complete absurd tasks. Mason stood up to his father, and the two argued all day long. Mason stood strong, but his father's attitude remained stubborn all day. That night, as I lay in bed with Sylvester, the door creaked open, and I saw Mason slip in. "Mommy can feel your cock jerking and pulsating in her mouth. Mommy can't stop thinking about her son's big, strong hands spanking and grabbing Mommy's ass as she deep-throats her true love. Please come home to Mommy soon. Mommy has so many new outfits to try on for her big, strong son. Mommy wants to make all of your incest fantasies come true. Mommy can't stop thinking about her son breastfeeding on her big, firm titties. Mommy just wants you to rip her clothes apart and dominate my body. Come home to Mommy, son, so Mommy can make all your dreams come true. Are you getting horny, son? I bet you're getting really horny right now. Mommy's touching herself, just thinking about you and all the stuff we used to do. I'm wearing my white silk robe over a bright red bra and panties, and Mommy's panties are so wet right now, thinking about her son. I wish you would come home and dominate Mommy. Mommy wants you to manhandle her, my son.